The question after any date in Iowa. What happened? Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
A guy listener of ours got a hold of us and asked for our help. He wants to know what happened on, you know, when he got ghosted. His name is Lewis. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. Our What Happened segment brought to you by our friends at Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. All right, Lewis, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We're good. All right. So what's up with Julie? Tell us what's happened so far to this point.
It's been just too long. She hasn't responded back in almost over a month. And I know I should just move on, but, you know, there's something about her that I just don't want to let go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what is it that what is it about her that you don't want to give up?
Well, she's just a complete package. You know, she's smart. She's funny. Good-looking, really unique personality.
Okay.
Like everything you want in a woman.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys meet?
So, me and my friends were out at a bar. We were just kind of drinking, having a good time, and I saw her, and I was really afraid to talk to her, but my friends pushed me into it, and we ended up having a really great night together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you went on a date after that, so what'd you do on the date?
So, I took her out to brunch because she really mentioned that she likes that. And it's also way less expensive than dinner. So, I was down to save a few bucks.
Sometimes, right. It's like you said, Ken, sometimes brunch
sometimes,
can get a little pricey, especially when you throw in some mimosas or Bloody Marys.
Okay, but you were looking to save a little money. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
Okay. And so then, any idea why she's ghosting you for the last month and things didn't work out?
No, I mean, I thought she really liked me. It seemed like things were going to heat up at the end, but it was just some pretty intense flirting. Anyway, I would think she was really upset because I did ask to split the bill.
Oh, you asked her to split the bill. I feel, again, burying the lead.
Well, in fairness, you know what? I'm giving Lewis credit here because normally these things don't get revealed in this part of the segment. They never tell us. Everything went
That's
great.
True.
I have no idea what happened.
All right.
And then you get them on and they tell you some big thing and you're like, you left that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that could be it. She might have been put off with that. Although, you know, to be honest, some people are just fine with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, maybe that's the case, maybe that's not.
All right. Well, Lewis, I appreciate the direction, though.
We
have an angle to go with here. So, we've tracked Julie down, and she's been on hold. She hasn't heard anything you told us, because we want to get your side and then bring her on again, her side, and then we'll bring you back on it a little bit. So, hang on. We're going to put you on hold now, Lewis, okay?
That sounds good.
All right. And now let's bring Julie on. Hi, is this Julie?
Hi, it is.
Hey, Julie, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star 102.5. We are calling, trying to help out Lewis. We do a segment on our show where people who've been ghosted ask for our help, and he asked us to find out why you haven't been calling him back. He told us about your date, thought you were pretty awesome, called you the total package. And he hasn't heard anything from you since. He says he's been trying, and we just kind of wondered what happened from your point of view. Did you have fun on the date?
Wait, Lewis. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, the date was fine. It wasn't anything that I would rave about.
Obviously not. We had trouble remembering the name.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh, that's never a great sign.
Well, you know, on the one hand, from what he told us, I think she would remember that. But, okay,
yeah.
So, you know what? We got to take a break here, Julie. If we could ask you to please hang on just for a couple of minutes, and then we come back. We're going to see if we can find out why Lewis is being ghosted and what happened between him and Julie.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, Iowa Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Star 102.5.